Hey guys, it's Eric Cappuccino here with another review for you, and this time it is for Rise of the Triad Ludicrous Edition, which is basically just the re-release that happened on PC a while back, but now it's available for consoles, and this is for the Xbox version. The remaster doesn't really do much to enhance the resolution. All it really does is touch it up a bit so that it doesn't look like complete butt on your console or your flat screen TV or monitor or whatever you're using. In case for those who are unfamiliar, this is an old game that was released back in the heyday of Doom and is kind of more or less an epiches standalone follow-up to Wolfenstein 3D, but instead of fighting Nazis, you're fighting, well, they're technically still Nazis, but the game's plot has them being cultists, but they are dressed up in a very similar manner to, Nazis. And unlike Wolfenstein 3D, the game has more advanced scaling techniques that were also used in games like Doom. So it's already better than that in that regard, at least graphically. And it also gets a little goofy too, because there are things like the Excalibat, which is a powerful melee weapon, which is basically mocking Excalibur, but I think it can do ranged combat too. And it has, much like Doom, it has silly difficulty level options, but it also lets you pick between several characters which have their own strengths and weaknesses. And you can tell that the game is a product of their time, because female characters, of course, are very weak. And by that I mean not in terms of strength, because all your weapons are guns, so your weapons damage is going to be based on whatever the gun's damage is. And there's no melee combat other than the Excalibat and stuff like that. But, no, by weak we mean very less HP and taking more damage as a result. Or maybe it's the same amount of damage with just less HP. I'm not exactly sure how the calculations work for the game. And the stats might, other than the amount of health you get, the stats are kind of meaningless other than, I think, movement speed's affected too. But they're the faster, they're among the faster characters. And you're probably better off with a slower character, because the sensitivity for running in this game is already pretty high enough as it is. So if you stick with the average Joe character, you're probably good. But it's goofy stuff like that. And this game's got a lot of secrets. And it's even got like this weird Super Mario mechanic where you collect these onks of power, and if you get 100 of them, I think you get, like, an extra life or something. Because, yes, this game does use a lives-based system. So that you have that's something you need to keep in mind as you advance, because the game does use saving creatures, and you could potentially save yourself into a corner. And thankfully, there are many different save files you can use, so save early and save often, and cycle your save file slots. And there's even an auto-save slot, which is separate from the normal hard saves. They call it quick saving, and it's not exactly quick if you're playing on console, because there isn't just a keyboard shortcut for you to hit, because all the buttons are pretty much used up for gameplay. So it's not exactly fast, but it is somewhat faster than doing a manual hard save, but only saves you about a couple seconds, honestly, because one, this game's on more powerful hardware, so it's going to be even faster than it was back then, and even back then it was pretty fast, depending on your hard drive speed back then, but it was not a big deal really. This version of the game also has a few new features, such as accessibility options, which are nice, because, like, you could change the size of the reticle, whether or not there's a dot on the reticle, and visibility options for text is also good, because the larger the text, the better. And one thing I wish they could have included while they were doing this was to change the color of the text, so that you could find a color that suitably fits in most situations, because there are some points of the game where the colors might blend in, but, like, it's not too big of a deal, because most of the text isn't dialogue going on when you're in a level, so you probably won't have to worry about missing something. But, still, when you're looking at the GUI, it's helpful to see text that isn't really small, because that's something a lot of Marvel games still fail to rectify, or they lack accessibility options in games in the first place. And to see a retro game do this is a plus in my book. But it's a fun little first-person shooter game. If you're a fan of The Rise of the Triad and you wanted to play it again because you don't have a PC for which to play the old game anymore, and you didn't buy the PC version a while back for whatever reason, even if you had a PC, but it's here and it's ready for you, and now it's on consoles if you don't have those options. So I'd need to get I think a PC version, and I might come back and do an update to see whether or not this game runs on the deck and how well it runs on the deck. But that's all I really have for you. And to give this game a score, I'm gonna give it an 8.5 out of 10. So until next time, see you guys later. Bye bye.